Good morning. It's 8:11 a.m. on Saturday, October the 13th, 2018. Yes, yesterday was my birthday. I'm now 66 years old. It seems like just a couple of days ago. It was actually more like a couple of weeks ago. I was complaining about having to balance the heat against the time. Working around 9 a.m. to get home before the phone starts ringing. Today is 38 degrees. I'm wearing a sweatshirt and a parka and my fleece hood. And yeah, it's a little bit over the top. I'm a little bit too warm. But gosh, it changes fast. The guy who came to service our winterize our sprinkler system said it's going to be 17 degrees here next week, and I wouldn't doubt it. And then it'll be back up to 80 and then snow. It was snowing here not yesterday, the day before, Thursday. Maybe it was Wednesday. It's just spitting. It didn't pile up or anything, but it was snowing. So, hi, yeah, good morning. I don't know what I'm going to talk about today. Paperbacks, maybe. My wife started poking about in my various customer-facing feeds and discovered a comment on my October blog post, taking me to task for not having paperbacks out. And I pointed out to her that, yeah, it happens. It usually starts about 15 minutes after I release a new ebook. And it doesn't stop, it continues. And now they've added, of course, the audiobooks. When is it going to come out on audio? I haven't heard from Dan Sawyer. I've tried to reach out to him. I'm going to try again today. I'm not sure his access to the internet is intermediate at best these days. So, yeah, I've been playing Skyrim and trying to get all of the pieces of this novel to come together. And perhaps I should have been playing EVE Online or something, because my hyperfocus has not been where it needed to be, which is in By Darkness Forged. I discovered last night that the cover for By Darkness Forged actually says In Darkness Forged. So I had to do some graphics work last night. At any rate, that'll be the next book I write. But I got fire to fire called. I got that in the new KDP Amazon paperback system last night, and I've ordered my proof copies. They should be here in a few days. It took about 8 hours. There were a lot of, how do you do this again, things that I had to refresh my memory on, which argues for me pushing ahead and doing the three Smuggler's Tales. And getting this all off my plate so that I'm no longer being pestered. For the paperbacks. There's not much I can do about the audio at the moment. I have to finish this book for Podium. I have to finish this next book to finish off Ishmael Huang. Then I can think about writing something different for a while. Perhaps I'll go back to Tanith Fairport. And Tanith Fairport has currently 3 books, but it doesn't necessarily have to be just 3 books. I can have Tanith have another adventure. That could be fun. I'm loath to start a new franchise. I'm loath to start anything new. I may need to write a little bit for fun, but we will see how this works out. I gotta get Fire Call, Darkness done first. I'm gonna get these 3 paperbacks done. I'm not gonna go crazy with the proofing. I used to go really over the top with proofing. I'm gonna get the proof copies. I'm gonna look them over. See if anything jumps out. That I need to fix, not that I want to fix. And I'm just gonna put them out. It's not, they don't reach enough people to matter. They're going to be customer service. So we'll push them out and see what we can do with them. Yeah, I'm a little overdressed here. Back, unzip the jacket. So there are a lot more trees that have started changing colors now. Looking around to see if there are any that have changed altogether. There's an aspen up here that seems to have changed a lot. Most of the trees have just like the tips of a few branches. Oh no, it's not an aspen, it's a birch. Oh, and it's only changed on one side. It's an oak that's changed on one side. But there's the smell of fallen leaves. That musky, musty smell in the air. The smell I think of when I think of October, I think of fall. Fall's always been my sort of favorite season. I've fallen off my pace here. Yes, I have the metronome going. Fall has always been my favorite season. I've always liked it best. It's cool enough. And the heat of summer is pretty much broken. Trees are really colorful. The light is the light is different in fall, and I don't really know why. It probably isn't all that different, it just seems different. Get ready, say it with me. One post. Ooh, got a good slap on that one. So I have a bunch of stuff to do today. Trying to lay down the foundations again. Still, the temptation to sink into my chair with my pajamas on until 1 p.m. has been overwhelming. I've been completely unable to involve myself in the wider world, not just in the talk, or the walk, but pretty much everywhere. Yesterday, my post for the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog was about mental health, and I listed off 4 things that I do to help manage my mental health. And as I wrote this like last week, middle of last week, because I have to have it in a week in advance. And as I'm writing it, I'm thinking, yeah, you know, your rumble strip is rumbling. All the little telltales that signal trouble ahead. Somebody cue the Dreadful Dead. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. All the things that signal trouble are there. I haven't been walking, you know, sporadically on the treadmill. I haven't been doing anything like a regular treadmill walk. Like, if I don't walk in the morning, then I should walk as soon as my wife gets up, or as soon as practicable, after I've decided I'm not going to walk, or after I've discovered that I haven't walked, which has happened a couple of times. It's like 2 p.m, and it's like, oh, I was supposed to have walked and didn't. Good morning.
Hi. Put it.
Dog who really wanted to come over to me. So I haven't updated my year at a glance calendar since August. That's not a good sign. My daily journal, my bullet journal, has been filled with pages that are mostly blank, disappointingly unhelpful in terms of end of day. So I filled out the bullet journal for today. So the form is there. The day is established. I have some things to do today. Not the least of which is the walk and the talk. And I need to do my meditation. I need to practice my mindfulness, which has sort of been, I've been completely unmindful. I need to add some bullets for my SIFWA duties, which I'm not allowed to talk about. I can talk about SIFWA, but I'm not allowed to talk about what the board is doing in particular until and unless the board makes a public announcement. So I have to do a little more, one more layer of self-editing that I have to do here on the walk. There's things that I'm not allowed to talk about because of my fiduciary responsibility within the organization. That said, there will be, for SIFWA members, a regional business meeting at Mile High Con next weekend. at the tech center. I forget which tech center hotel it is, but I can drive to it, but I can't tell you what the name of it is. So I'll be down there over the weekend, next weekend. But I was noticing that most of the warning signs for deal with depression, primarily, but also indicators about ADHD out of control, are pretty much all present. So I need to be aware of those. I need to stop thinking. I need to stop considering that walking might be an option. I need to stop thinking that working on the book might be an option. It's not an option. It's something that I want to do. It's something that makes me feel better. It's something that helps pay the bills. And regardless of what might be going on in the rest of the country, any place outside my house, those are the things that I can control. Those are the things I can do something about. Those are the things I can make a difference with. And so I really need to spend some quality time getting back on the program. I know I've said that like every other time I've posted a talk in the last month and a half, but with the shortening of the day and the potential for seasonal affective disorder, I need to start getting more serious about things like diet, exercise. I need to get my stamina back. I need to get my strength back. I need to get my mojo working. Okay, here we are. At the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.